This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Close to 8,000 Kaiser Permanente members in Colorado will receive funds due to a software error. The health insurer says an update to its deductible calculation system charged the members too much. The average refund is less than $50. The California-based Kaiser Permanente has more than 500,000 members in Colorado. A criminal affidavit released last week accuses a ranching family of stalking. CPR's justice reporter Lucretia Wembley explains the husband and wife, who are Black, have been in a heated dispute with neighbors and say they are the targets of racism.
The criminal complaint against the Mallorys from their neighbors and an El Paso County sheriff's deputy accuses the Mallorys of illegally tampering with a power pole, stalking, and intimidation. The Mallorys say their cries for help against racial slurs, threats, and more over the last 2 years have been dismissed. A judge ordered Courtney Mallory to have no contact with two of their neighbors after he and his wife were arrested. A spokesman for the Mallorys say they're fighting a racist system that never supported them. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Colorado School of Mines in Golden was under a shelter-in-place order last night as police searched for an armed suspect, Denver 7 reports. According to police, officers and a police dog pursued the suspect into the woods when the suspect allegedly shot and killed the dog. The suspect surrendered himself to police shortly before 5 a.m., and the school said the shelter-in-place order has been lifted. Campus reopened at noon. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Coming up next, it's Fresh Air. Thank you for joining us. And of course, thank you for supporting your local public radio station. Highs in Colorado today are in the lower 60s, upper 50s.